Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 16th at noon. The sale features over 800 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, and bulls, and features 100 Brangus and Super Baldy heifers, 95 Angus Influence heifers, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. Check out the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com for a full listing, as consignments are still coming in. Or call 918-423-2834. McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 16th at noon.
The 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Sale set for this Saturday, September 16th at high noon at the ranch, Wacomas, Oklahoma. Dr. Barry and Roxanne Pollard have a tremendous set of Angus females that offer you genetics that are among the best in the Angus breed. 210 head will sell as 140 registered Angus lots. You'll find a complete catalog and videos on their website, pollardfarms.com, or call the ranch, 580-758-1464. The Pollard Farms Performance Sale, Saturday, September 16th, noon in Wacomas. Don't miss it.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures expected to open on a mixed basis today thanks to a cautious combination of follow-through buying and cash uncertainty. Lean hog contracts should also begin with uneven prices tied to residual selling and light short covering. Now, the cash cattle clock is starting to tick louder with packer margins tightening and board premiums holding firm. Buyers and sellers could be headed for another Friday showdown. Bids yesterday, or at least later today, should be at least at 102 to 103 in our part of the country, and at the same time, we're looking at asking prices around 107 to 108. And at FedCattleExchange.com yesterday, they saw traded just under $105, $104.75. Hog buyers will keep swinging the hammer today with initial bids another one to two lower. While the pork carcass value has been consistently struggling since Labor Day, packers have effectively held on to the handsome processing margins. As of Wednesday's close, the pork cutout stood nearly $14 above the latest cash index. On the grains, the release of the September WASDE reports caused some headaches for corn and soybean prices yesterday, which both took a tumble. But prior to that, December corn prices had spent the past 2 weeks staying around $3.55 to $3.60, with November soy bouncing around within $9.60 to $9.70. Wednesday movement showed some indication prices could regress back to those ranges for the near term. Now, wheat prices pulled a trifecta of sorts rarely seen over the past few weeks, with Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis futures all trading higher. Kansas City hard red winter wheat saw the biggest gains. September prices up 4.5 cents to 420.5, and the December prices gaining another 3 cents to close at 444.75. Now, the corn prices were up 1.5 cents for most of Wednesday before clipping all of its gains in the final minutes of trading to finish unchanged from a day ago at 351.5. Weekly ethanol production stayed near an all-time high last week, but moved down slightly from the week before, and the soybean prices rebounded somewhat from yesterday's losses due to higher than anticipated USDA yield estimates of 49.4 bushels per acre. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
October live cattle up 127, 107.55. December up 130 at 112.85. September feeder cattle up 62 at 148.60. October up 47, 149.62. October hogs up 12 cents at 59.57. The December up down 32 cents at 56.75. Kansas City wheat December up 2.5, 444.25. The March was up 2.5, 461.75. Chicago wheat December up 1.25 at 443.25. March up 3/4 at 462.75. December corn unchanged, 351.5. March unchanged, 363.75. And November soybeans up 10 cents at 960.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.